We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jerry Palm, the bracketologist for CBS Sports, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jerry, how you doing?
Fine. How are you?
We're good. This is kind of the busy Christmas time, I guess, for you when you talk about bracketology. So right now, going to the Big Ten, because we know the Badgers, they're not going anywhere. We understand that. But what right now, how many teams out of the Big Ten are we looking at?
Probably four. Michigan State, Ohio State, Purdue, who've collectively dominated the league all season long. And then Michigan looks kind of like a middle of the bracket team, and there really isn't a great chance for anyone else, short of winning the conference tournament. Nebraska and Penn State have got, at best, long shot at-large hopes.
Some of the teams that we were talking about, the Big East earlier, obviously Marquette being in the Big East, and they were kind of on the outside looking in. They've had some tough losses, sub-500 record in conference. Is there anything short of winning the tournament that the Golden Eagles could do to get themselves into the tournament?
Well, sub-500 record in conference isn't the thing. They don't look at your conference record or your conference performance separate from anything else. So it's all just part of who you are. They're going to have to, well, first of all, they've got the next three games are against teams that are not tournament teams. They cannot afford to lose those. They have to win all three. And then you've got Creighton at home. If you don't win that game, then you certainly need to do something in the conference tournament against one of the better teams in this league, of which there are many. So for Marquette, it's really just a matter, they've already got questionable losses, home losses, Providence, Butler, Georgia. I mean, Providence and Butler are good teams. Georgia's not that bad, but you need to take care of business against the bottom of this league and then start to set your sights on the teams that can help build your resume.
Some of these conferences that are out there that are pretty heavy, I was looking the other night, I was reading a little bit about the Big 12 and what Kansas has done, and obviously Texas Tech and Huggins over West Virginia and such. How deep are they? How deep is that Big 12 conference?
Fantastic. I mean, there isn't a bad team in that league. They can't all make the tournament just because they beat each other up at some point. But Iowa State's the last place team. It's got some big wins in this league. So it's a fantastic league this year. The best league top to bottom. The Big East to me it's like 1 and 1A. I think the bottom of the Big 12 is better than the bottom of the Big East, but I think the top of both of these leagues is tremendous.
Is there a mid-major that could end up possibly with two? We always talk about, well, they have to win their conference tournament. Is there a mid-major out there that is just that strong that you're going to get two teams in?
You want to define mid-major for me? I would, I mean, the West Coast is, yeah, is Gonzaga and St. Mary's, right?
Sure. So,
but, like two at-large level teams? No. But you might see, I don't use the term mid-major, period. Just don't. You're either major or you're not. And I've got seven major conferences. I throw the American out there. This year, based on how they performed, because they're probably as good as the Pac-12 and maybe even the Big Ten, at least in some ways. But outside of that, I think if Rhode Island or Nevada were to stumble in their conference tournaments, those are at-large teams. That's the A-10 in the Mountain West. Gonzaga and St. Mary's from the West Coast look pretty good. I think after that, you start to get into some pretty sketchy territory, maybe Middle Tennessee, maybe New Mexico State, but probably not New Mexico State. Middle Tennessee's chances are better.
Got a guy that just tweeted me who's listening to us down in Kentucky. He says, what has happened to Calipari and company? He says he gets all the one and dones and he still can't produce another national title. Now, that's the expectation from a Kentucky fan. I get that.
Yeah.
What is it with Kentucky right now?
Well, Kentucky is the youngest team in Division I. Out of 351 teams, Kentucky's the youngest. I think their top seven scorers are freshmen. I mean, there just isn't a veteran on this team that is in a leadership role who can even lead by example. This is what you need to do. This is how you need to approach going through the rigors of conference play. And the conference is better this year, too. You just got a bunch of young guys trying to figure it out. And I think it's something, you talk about all these one and dones, but there's usually a veteran guy or two on that team that's mixed in. And this year, There just isn't. And I think that that's Kentucky's biggest problem, is that they are almost 100% reliant on freshmen.
How many teams are they going to get out of the SEC? 7, 8?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's been a great year. I mean, they may dominate the middle of the bracket. Auburn and Tennessee look like the teams that have the best shot at being, you know, say top 25 teams, which is, you know, the 1 to 6 seeds, basically. After that, you know, it's like a 10-car pileup behind those two teams, and they can't even sort themselves out. And what's weird is that you've got, you know, teams that can win on the road and lose at home, like Florida. Florida's got like 4 home losses in conference, but, you know, they've won on the road. So it's just, there's a lot of weird resumes in this league, and, you know, it's going to be fun, I guess, for the committee to try and sort those out.
Where is college basketball right now with this investigation kind of looming on the horizon?
Well, I mean, it just kind of hangs over it, and you don't really know what's coming next. You just know they're not done. And in fact, there was a report last week, I think, was at Yahoo Sports, talking about how, you know, there could be as many as 3 dozen programs under investigation, many of which are included among that top 16 the committee revealed a little over a week ago. And, you know, that's not surprising. You know, once they arrested some people, you're going to start talking, and, you know, a lot of this stuff is going to get exposed, and it will happen on the FBI's schedule. When they have the information ready, they'll present it. When they have enough to indict or arrest someone, they'll do it. But it's not really giving any consideration to college basketball's schedule. The FBI operates on their own terms.
That's the reason I ask, is because obviously one of the coaches is being talked about heavily is Bruce Pearl yet again,
right,
sitting down there in Auburn right now, and he's refused to talk. And I know that it's made some people down there rather nervous about all of this. And I thought when I read the Yahoo article that they said as many as 15, 16 teams that are going to make the tournament could end up vacating wins. I mean, I understand where this is at, so to speak, but if this is true, this is unbelievable. This is something like we haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, I would like to say, well, certainly it's like something we haven't seen in a long time in terms of, you know, FBI involvement, that's for sure. Usually they get involved in things like point shaving scandals. We haven't had one of those in quite some time. But, I don't know. I guess I'm jaded enough to say I'm not surprised at the stuff that's being revealed. And I think that certainly some programs are more exposed than others. I remember, you know, back in October, I think it was, when all of this started happening, wondering if Bruce Pearl would survive November. And not only did he survive, but without the 2 kids that were recruited, you know, that were subject to the FBI investigation and its assistant coach getting arrested, and him looking like he would lose his job, his team is one of the top 10 teams in the country. And I would guess that's one of the more surprising things in college basketball this year.
I don't think, and by the way, we're talking with Jerry Palm, the bracketologist for CBS Sports. I don't think there's any doubt Bruce Pearl can coach. I think that there's always been that muddied line as to where the things begin and things end. I mean, that's what it comes with. I mean, for a long time, Calipari had that reputation coming out of, you know, the A-10 and coming out of Memphis and such. And,
right,
you know, but as long as you're winning, man, it doesn't matter.
Well,
people are going to cheer for you.
Yeah, and he's had, you know, both of those programs after he left suffered sanctions for things that happened while he was there. That hasn't happened at Kentucky yet. Well, Bruce Pearl, and of course Pearl gets greater scrutiny because he was a whistleblower at one point. So now, you know, the when the focus is on his program, he gets even greater scrutiny.
Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, going back to the Badgers, if the Badgers were to win out here, they win out the rest of the season, they win Northwestern, they beat Michigan State, short of winning the Big Ten tournament, where would that put them in your mind?
In terms of being an NCAA tournament?
Well,
team?
NCAA or NIT?
Well, Wisconsin is, they're like 127 in the RPI. I mean, they'd have to win, just to finish 500, they have to win 5 games in a row to finish above 500. They're not getting in the tournament, any tournament, unless there are 500 teams.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess if they won 4 in a row and then lost, they could finish 17-17. That's not getting them in the NIT. So if their postseason hopes, if they can get to 500, probably, or, you know, CBI, CIT, something like that.
Okay.
If they were to choose to do it.
Hey, real quick, before I let you go, there's a lot of talk about changing the one-and-done rule. We're going to hear from Adam Silver coming up next, but give me your thoughts on all the discussion regarding this whole one-and-done thing.
Well, I mean, as a college basketball fan, it's nice to have these players in college basketball. I've always sort of favored kind of the baseball draft model if you're going to restrict players, where you either go out of high school or you wait 2 years. But I also consider restricting people's ability to, you know, go out and make a living for themselves at their chosen trade to be kind of un-American. And I realize this is collectively bargained, so it's not illegal, but it bothers me that people, you know, who are good at what they do can't go out and earn a living at it because of some arbitrary restriction.
Great stuff, Jerry, as always. We certainly appreciate it, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Bracketologist for CBS Sports. That's where you can read his stuff, cbssports.com. That is Jerry Palm breaking down some college hoops. And the likelihood of the Badgers getting into any tournament is practically nil in his eyes. When we come back, we're going to talk about that college one-and-done rule, as Adam Silver has addressed that. We'll get into that discussion coming up here shortly. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Neumail Medical.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.